Thank you, Gail. That's thank you so much.
That 10 minutes was just a godsend.
Oh, good. Good.
I had just finished lunch, got home, just finished lunch, and was like, oh, I just need to put my feet up for 10 minutes. And there they were.
Well, I've been on the phone with Landon for an hour and a half because Jessie had a call that she had to present, and she didn't start presenting until like 3:10 my time, I think. So we only had a few minutes left, you know. But it worked out okay. Worked out perfect. That was fun. Jeez.
So you were remote babysitting.
I was remote babysitting, yeah, and he would go get us. She didn't give him his snacks because he was sitting on the sofa, so he kept
Oh.
walking away. And we had rules that if he could not go upstairs, and he could not go talk to her, and if he needed to talk to her, he had to tell me, and I had to message her to tell us what to do. I was not allowed to tell him, no, you can't go talk to mom, because then he'd have been right up the stairs. So jeez, you know. Oh, man. And then I had to go to the bathroom. So he just went with me, and he looked at the ceiling, and I put him on mute. You know? I'm gonna edit this out of your call. Okay, so tell me how you've been.
Oh, well, the weekend was amazing. The workshop on Saturday was awesome. We have mission, vision, and goals, and or mission, vision, and core values. And when we get the final tweak done, I will send it to you to put on the website.
Okay, awesome.
It turned out pretty well. People did work together. Sunday went really well. We had a board meeting and everybody behaved, which was
Oh my gosh. Progress.
lovely. And so we went out to, we had planned to go out to dinner Friday, Saturday, and Sunday and stay home and have salad last night. But after Saturday, she said that there was too much work to do to go out. So we ended up going out Sunday and Monday night. So, because yesterday was the membership class, which went very, very well. We didn't have very many people, but it was a good class. So I had, anyway, it was nice. And but this morning, last night, I had a lot to do, trash out, get the dishwasher going. I had some things to do. I had an appointment with my foot surgeon this morning, and I had some things I needed to do to take with me. And so it was like 11 o'clock, and I was exhausted, and I could tell I was back in overdrive mode. And yesterday morning was lovely because we didn't have anything, and I just had a lovely chill morning. But just too many days in a row of intense doing. So now that I'm home, I don't have to go out again. I don't think I have to go out for 2 days, do I? And then Friday, yeah, I don't have anything except you tomorrow, and I don't have anything on Thursday, so I would have 2 days to rest up, and I am not going to start attacking my backlog. Maybe Thursday, but I just need a down day. So
Yeah.
the Reverend Carrie is the nicest house guest, I swear. She's just lovely.
Oh,
She has
that's
this lovely
great.
mothering energy.
Oh, that's great.
I soak it up. So,
So, did she want any changes done to the website, or did
I'm
she
not
even take a
sure
look?
she's, I'm not sure she's even looked at it. We've had two younger people say, "Oh, your website needs a lot of work. It needs more pictures. It needs this. It needs that. I can fix it." And I'm like, "No." And Reverend Carrie was like, "No." So, we got the branding application together, but I need to reformat. I was exhausted, and I was trying to fill it out in pen, and I just messed it up. So I'm gonna refill it out and then talk to the folks at Unity Village about, so we're unityvancouver.com, in fact, Vancouver, BC. is unityofvancouver.org, and people get us mixed up all the time. So it's possible that what we should have is for our branding name is Unity of Vancouver, Washington. And what I was thinking was, it could be like in small letters underneath Vancouver. But anyway, I want to talk to them, see what they recommend, and then find out about Facebook and whatever else they can advise. And she's going to, there's a training video. I'm putting you down as the web point of contact. Is that okay?
That'd be great. Yeah, absolutely.
There's a video we all have to watch. And she said she wants to watch it about the same time I do so that we can talk over any concerns. So that's
Okay.
nice. I can't believe it's Memorial Day weekend
Oh my gosh.
coming up. Of course, it's early.
Is it? Oh, I guess, yeah, I guess it is. It's
Because
before actually.
it's traditionally the 30th, but now that it's on a Monday, it's the 26th. So
Yeah.
anyway, overall doing well.
Good.
Just tired at the moment.
Yeah. Have you had, well, I'm sure the answer is going to be no. You haven't had any opportunity to be looking at feel what you had gone on your retreat and bringing that energy back and embodying that energy to move forward. I know you've had a lot on your plate, and that's probably all you've been focused on is just getting done what you need to be doing. Is that right? Or have you had some time
Well,
to?
I've been aware of my energy, and I have stayed in the retreat energy up until I would say last night. So, that's kind of been a focus of while everything else is going on, staying on that even keel. So I'm calling that a win, but
Oh yeah.
I haven't really. I mean, I've had some ideas about moving forward. Moving things around, it's like, oh, I really need to think about this shelving situation because I need some heavy things at a certain height, and so I need to make sure that I figured out the spacing of the shelves and the weight that they will hold. So rather than just flat out ordering that stuff, I need to do a little more research.
Oh, okay.
So I'm
Okay.
glad I didn't just rush off and buy that and then been disappointed that it really didn't work out as well as it could have.
Okay, awesome. So, what do you think? What was the difference? You had maintained your energy up until last night. So, when did you feel that you were out of the energy you wanted to be in, and what happened to make that be the case? Do you
I think
recall?
the fatigue just caught up with me and the pace.
Okay, so you just got tired.
Yeah.
The body was tired. Okay. And what did you notice? Were you starting to get anxious or overwhelmed, or what were you feeling?
I could feel myself moving into that high gear, not exactly full cortisol, but feeling that rushed feeling to try to get everything done.
Do you feel like you're being pushed, like somebody's pushing you from behind? Do you have that kind of feeling or no?
No,
No?
it's more internal
Okay.
that like. I don't know that my heart is beating too fast, but it just feels like I'm in high gear rush mode,
Okay.
and I don't
Okay.
need to be. But like
Okay.
if I've got a deadline, I'm not. I've been really good about avoiding deadlines that make me feel like that. But there was just it all caught up with me.
Okay. So, and then what did you do when you recognized that? What did you do?
Well, it was like 11 o'clock at night, and I was going to bed, but I could tell as I was going to sleep, and then a little bit as I was waking up this morning that I was not where I wanted to be, and I had to be out of the house. So the dog walker came at 8. We had to get Carrie packed up. I was cutting roses for her to take with her, and I had to get ready to go to Portland for an appointment. So that was rushed, but not as bad as it was last night. And then once I got home, it was like, okay.
Okay. So, and then in the few minutes that you were able to relax, were you able to recapture the energy of what you want to feel?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Okay,
It's more,
awesome.
it's like, it's not as hard to move back to center when you haven't been there as long or been away from it as long. And I'm much more familiar with what it feels like having
Okay, excellent.
a week and a
Excellent.
half of it.
Yeah.
And I really like it.
Yeah. I totally get that. It feels so good you don't want to leave, and then when you find you're not there, it's like, oh no.
I remember you saying it would contract. And
But the contractions get shorter.
right. And it was, and it took a long time to get there. I mean, I had three intense days, which I don't normally have in a row. So
And you
I.
breeze through it really because you didn't start having the contraction until those 3 days were over. Wow, that's a huge win.
I think
Let's
so.
celebrate that. Let's celebrate Good for you. And you know, some of that could be that you knew they were almost over and you know, we're tired by then and it was able to kind of sneak in a little bit. And then this morning being kind of rushed, but getting back into it already today, that's a huge win. That's a huge win. Good
And
for
I have to
you.
say, Reverend Carrie being there and being just this, lovely, nurturing presence, I'm sure helped me stay in the zone.
Yeah, you know, your church has been through so much energetically between the pastor, well, the pandemic, the pastor and her personality and what she's going through, the selling of the church, you know, the people who are not blending as well as everyone would like on the board. You know, you've been through a lot. And to have her be there to hold that safe space.
Yeah,
Oh,
it's been huge.
yeah.
And she picked up on something that I hadn't put together. The two people who are always like this, their personalities are the same. And that's why they can't see it in themselves, so they're projecting it onto the other person because they are just as pushy. And they don't realize it. So
Wow. So did she have a recommendation on how to support them to work better together?
they have been doing better. Nothing happened at the board meeting. And so we have a workshop coming up in the end of June for the board where we're going to fill out the paperwork for to send out so that we can get applications for the position. And Grace has really strong views on what should happen. And she kind of came up to Reverend Carrie like 100% and made it clear that she thought she should be in on it. And the reason, one of her justifications was that we have two other people sitting on the board who aren't current members. And so I was, she said, so she said to Grace, I need to process this. I need to think about it. So we were talking about it this morning and I said, well, how would it be if the reason we give Grace to not sit in on this meeting is that as the new president, I feel like I need some breathing space to get my legs under me and to figure out my style without her there, for whatever reason. And she said, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And she said she would be the one to communicate that.
Oh, wow.
At
Oh,
least at
good.
that workshop, Grace will not be there.
Okay. And when is the workshop,
The
did
end
you
of
say?
June. And
End
it's
of
just for the
June.
board. It's just for the
Just,
board.
but she's on the board, right?
No, she's not on the board. When she accepted the paid position of administrator, she had to go off the board.
Oh, well, then she shouldn't be there anyway,
Well,
because she's not on the
so
board.
she kind of like phrased it as I'm not a voting member of the board, but traditionally the administrator does not go. We've had her sit in on the board meetings just because there's been so much that she needed to report on. But yeah, I think she's kind of like, well, I'm sort of on the board, but I'm sort of not. I'm just not a voting member. So But I think her nose was definitely out of joint at the thought that she wouldn't be able to sit in on a meeting when two other former board members were. But one of them doesn't even realize he's not on the board. He had a stroke and clearly was not up to it and signed a letter of resignation, and his wife took his place. But we're not sure he even realizes he's not on the board anymore. And then former board pre chair, who is like the history voice of reason, has been coming to meetings. And she's just wonderful because she just injects this, sane stuff.
Would she consider coming back to be on the board?
Actually, it looks like we can make it work because her husband is the treasurer and they can't both be on the board together. He would love to come off the board. He's been told he can't because he's treasurer. And Reverend Carey said, there's no reason he can't be treasurer and go off the board. And then she could come back on.
Okay, awesome.
So I'm going to talk to her offline and bring her up to speed on those two issues and see what she, because she said, first off, she said, I'm not going on the board, but Harvey's on the board. And it's like, well, no, we don't want a married couple that this. We've had a history of that and it's not good. And then she said, well, if Harvey goes off, I might. So I think she's moving in that direction. So that would be just awesome if she went on the board.
What about the guy who had the stroke? If you guys have to vote on, like, 'cause you'll have to vote on hiring a new minister, right? Will that be a vote?
I haven't paid attention if he actually like says I or not, but his vote wouldn't count. If it came down to that, I mean, we wouldn't count it, but there haven't been any contentious votes. I mean, in one case, somebody went on the record as opposing it, but it was just one person, so it was clearly going to pass no matter what.
Well, and if you were hiring a minister, it would be a majority vote anyway, and with you would think that everybody would be on board with the person you hired anyway, right?
Well, it's actually quite a process. We send the form to Unity. They put it in their ministers wanted help wanted ad. People send their applications to Unity Village. They forward to us the ones they think are appropriate. The board kind of picks out a number, whatever, and then we bring them out to speak to the congregation, and the whole congregation votes on it. But obviously, the board decides who the congregation is going to see. And usually it's three, but I doubt that it'll be three in our case because we're just so small.
Well, things are moving along.
So maybe fall, but before we do that, we needed to get the mission, vision, and core values. We need to completely rewrite our bylaws because they're from the 80s. I mean, there have been minor changes, but they're bad. They're not good. There's a lot of really bad things that are in there. And they've got a sample recommended ones that it'd be pretty easy to go through and see what we would want to change.
Do we have the bylaws on the website? Do we need to once they're done?
They're on file with the state. So we'll need to update that, but when we do, but it's like she said, don't bring the minister on board until you get the bylaws. They don't want to go through that. And that's probably going to be August or September before we have the annual meeting and the membership votes on them. So I don't see a new minister till fall, but sometime, at least the end is in sight.
Oh my gosh, you guys have come through so much.
And she has some ideas on where we might get fill-in speakers so that we only had to speak once a month. She said there's a couple of retired ministers in the area that she'll reach out to and see if they're willing to speak one month, occasionally.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, it's like we've got somebody with our has our back.
And it's not on your shoulders anymore. You guys have somebody to go to who can help you, that it's not all just on you to make the decision, or you and a few other people. That's gosh, that's exactly what you guys needed.
Yeah, and she's pretty much in alignment with the way I think. So
Even
that's
better.
really nice.
Even better. Wow. Gosh, you must feel so relieved at the end is in sight now. I mean, you know, when we first started talking and you were talking about the, well, you know, it was just the group in our Wednesday group and the things that were going on with the church and then getting involved, you know, I was able to get involved with the website because that's been what, will that be 2 years in November?
I think so.
Man, I can't believe how time has flown. But, you know,
I
I
can't
have no.
believe how wonderful the website is getting. I mean, it started out wonderful, but it's just getting better.
Oh, great. Great. I'm so glad that, yeah, there'll be people who want to come in and change things, you know, other web people. If they have good things to say, you know, we can listen, but make changes whatever you guys want.
One thing that I picked up from looking at some other websites, one of our core values is inclusivity, and Unity is very supportive of the LGBTQ community. And so it has a ton of wonderful resources. And so the other churches have links to those things that Unity has.
Okay.
So I would like to have a, eventually we'll get around to figuring out. We have a very active gay person, and I asked him if he thought he'd like to kind of go through what Unity has and see what he thinks would be helpful. He was saying
Okay.
it's too late because Pride Month is next month. It's too late this year, but he thought it'd be good to have a booth at Pride Month next year. And Unity has a really long tradition of supporting the LGBTQ community.
Awesome. Okay. Well, you know, if you have websites that have links, I can go to those websites and just get those same links and put in your resources.
Yeah, I want to go through some of them and I want him to go through some of them because, you know, we may not need all of them, but like they have a little booklet we can order that we can give out. And she brought a little poster and I added Unity of Vancouver on the back of it and made some copies. And I'll probably ask you to post that too
Okay, anything you guys want?
towards the beginning of the month. And she said, I asked her, should we be listing you as your as our minister? And she said, yeah, list me as your minister of record. So I will try to figure out what we need. I think we probably just need to say Reverend Carrie Kenyon, minister of record on the landing page.
Okay. Well, just you know, let me know how you want that worded and where you'd like that to be on the
Yeah.
page. We might put that on the contact page as well, just as information.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. This goes in on a different notebook. Where is that notebook? Don't write it twice, Gail. Put it in the right place the first time. Yes. Smart move. Okay. And Reverend Carey thought that having Susan as the address was a great idea
Oh, good. Good.
for all our tech stuff. She said, yeah, I know. Ha changing names is a nightmare.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
And everyone was, I reported back at the board that you had spent literally hours chasing down dead links and bad addresses and they were impressed, and one of them said, "But Google still has it wrong." And I said, "Well, I think we're waiting for it to be updated, but she's checking on it."
Yeah, that's I'm going to keep it that till that thing changes. Now the address is correct, but the picture is wrong. Well, and I guess it depends on which search engine. One of the search engines it was still showing up wrong on. But it's supposed to be switched over by the 26th of this month because the
Oh,
guy
okay,
told me
good.
that it should propagate. So,
Okay.
by the first of June, the next a meeting you got or meeting you have
Yeah.
in June. That should be, hopefully, that's all going to be corrected. Let's see, what's today? The 20.
Today's the
In
20th.
2 weeks, a week from this Sunday, when you
Okay.
guys see each other. When is your next? You only meet once a month for the board, right?
Right, and it's going to be the end of June because she's going to go to the Unity conference, and so that's going to mess up June. So
Okay. Well,
she's
this
coming
week.
out the last weekend, and that's when we'll have our board meeting.
Okay, you see this person who said that at the ch in church on Sundays. Okay, so hopefully by a
It was
week.
one of the board members, so I can just let her know.
Okay, because we are aware. Tell her, that we are aware, and we're working on it. But the internet is so as quick as it is. Sometimes it's a slow place, unfortunately.
Takes a while to populate.
Yeah, and sometimes I'm not sure I believe them. So
I know.
squeaky wheel is going to get the grease here,
I
because I
know.
know how to squeak.
My
Yeah.
motto was pleasantly persistent.
Oh, there you go. Okay, I'm gonna write
I got a lot done being
that down.
pleasantly persistent.
Yeah, there was a guy when I worked at Cray Computer. He was in the office, the supplies, and he kept getting something wrong. And he told me I was like a dog with a bone. And I was like, you know what? If it's wrong, it's wrong. It's black and white. It's either right or it's wrong. Yeah. So how's everything else? Dogs are doing good?
Yes, they love her. She loves them. So even though they were shut up for long periods of time, they've done well. And the dog sitter came for a late walk on Saturday because we were gone all day and fed them lunch and stayed with them for a little bit. So they did really well.
Oh, good. Good. That had to be a huge relief for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Is there anything else that's weighing on you or causing you to?
Well, I mean, I'm looking at the backlog, but at the moment I'm just breathing. It'll
Good.
still be there.
Good. What kind of things are backlog? What kind of things are those?
Well, I've got stacks of things to scan and upload for the dog's insurance.
Okay.
There's a couple of large bills that all I have to do is upload, and that'll be good because that's a that's a chunk of money.
It's going to
A
sleep
form
too.
for church that's been buried on my desk. It resurfaced once and then got buried again. And when I need to be in a really centered space when I go looking for it because I've probably just gone right by it. But looking at it in a hurry, I haven't found it. So, I need to spend some quality time with my desk. And then I really want to get 24 taxes off my plate. So,
All of that'll be done before you know it. So be looking at feeling those things complete. You know, the relief that it's done, the freedom that it's done. You know, even going so far as to sitting there in the stillness and seeing the form completed, all the things are uploaded. You've actually got the check in hand, or the deposit, if they send you a check or they send you a deposit, whatever the, you know, whatever it is that they do. And that the you're seeing the tax form, that it's stamped, that it's been mailed, and it's paid in full, whatever, you know, needed to be paid, or you got a refund or whatever it is, that it's all done. And feel that relief and that freedom. And hold that. You know, that's seeing beyond the 3D when you're looking at the form that hasn't been filled out yet. I'll have this done in moments and then it will be complete. And infusing all of that with the love energy so that any anxiety you have goes away, because you can't be in the anxiety and in the love vibration at the same time. And then doing the scanning and completing everything, it's a really pleasant experience.
And with good music, it can be
Yes,
if
it
I'm not
can.
feeling rushed.
Yeah. And if you're feeling rushed, maybe you need to step aside for a moment. Take those deep breaths, because when you're feeling rushed, then there's tension in your body for sure. And then the dogs will pick up on that. You become, oh. Well, wasn't that interesting? Okay. Where did she go? Oh, there you are.
Is that me or you that disconnected?
I don't know. I was just looking around. I didn't get a, usually I get a notice that I lost internet service, but I didn't get one of those. Could you still hear me talking? Okay, that was weird.
I got the little wheel saying trying to reconnect.
Okay, so it was you. It was on your end. We've had some really ugly storm. I'm in a tornado watch right now, but the sun's shining. It's beautiful. My county should not even be in that. But we've had a lot of weather.
Oh man, the tornadoes have been terrible.
Yeah.
St. Louis, where my sister is,
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask you.
it went south of them, but not far, not far south.
Wow. Now, where is your sister in?
In southern Illinois?
Yeah, I thought she was like, is she near Marston? No.
She's like, there's two major freeways that intersect there. It's east of St. Louis, but kind of southeast of St. Louis. They're about an hour north of the Kentucky border.
Oh, okay. What town is she in?
Marion.
Marion.
And the big town nearby is Carbondale.
Oh, I keep forgetting because I'll see. There's a lot of, well, I shouldn't say a lot. There is seismic activity right there because that's the New Madrid Fault. And that pops up on my Marston is usually the one that it's nearest to, I think. But I think of her, with the storms going that way. And there, I don't know where my phone went. That's weird. I was just on the phone with Landon. It couldn't have gone very far. Oh, here. Black face. Couldn't see it. There's some ugly stuff going that way this afternoon that was supposed to come through here. I changed Magic's Magic Tuesday grooming appointment to Thursday because it was supposed to be ugly here. Oh, it looks like she's already been missed, thank goodness. It's past her. Oh, there's Carbondale. Yeah, I see it. Yeah, this is ugly over there.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, see, that was coming through here all night. I stayed up until 2:15 till after the tornado watch was over.
Oh man.
And then more storms came through and were waking me up. And we were up at 7 and I slept for 2.5 hours this morning because I knew I had to sit with Landon, and I had to be paying attention.
Oh, bless your heart. You must be exhausted.
Not now. I finally woke up after the nap. That took a while.
Oh, good.
I guess because
Glad you
I
got
must have
it.
been sleeping really, really hard. Because Magic wasn't even beside me and I didn't feel him get down. But yeah. So I'm ready. I'm done with the storms, Gail. But there was a tornado at the DIA at the Denver airport earlier in the week. And then out east of where Jesse is.
They
And
don't usually
Jesse
get tornadoes, do they?
not well, Denver does sometimes. It the where Jesse and I used to live in the foothills of Colorado Springs, we never did. Because the mountains would break it up. But
Oh.
now she's far enough east that they do have them out there. So she has to pay attention to the weather, that kind of weather too now. But anyway. So well, it sounds like things are going well. I'm so happy
Yeah.
for you that you've been able to pull back into the energy because that's huge to be able to do that so quickly.
Yeah, well, I kind of insisted on yesterday the whole morning off, and I made some cards and I tidied up a little bit and kind of looked around and did some consolidating. There's just not enough room on my, it's the stuff has encroached, so there's no space to work on the desk, and I'm back to crafting in my lap, and that means glue on my pants. So we gotta get the desk surface cleared
Are you doing
up a
that?
little bit.
Are you doing that tomorrow, or are you having a full down day tomorrow?
Oh, that is what I do on a down day, is I just putter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll probably play a little bit this afternoon and a little bit tomorrow and
Okay.
take a really long rest. In fact, we're going to rest at the end of this call.
Okay.
And
Okay,
then I will
well,
play.
if there's not anything else that you wanted to talk about, we could complete. It's up to you.
How are you doing? Other than the storms?
Good. Good. I've got a bunch of stuff I have to go through. It's not even over here. It's over on another table. That I was thinking about asking you if you wanted to do a work session. But I forgot that
Glad
I
to.
rescheduled magic for Thursday to go to the groomers, so.
I'd be glad to because I could play with my desk, with my crafting
Okay.
desk.
Let's see. He's gonna be What day would work better for you, like Thursday or Friday?
It would have to be Friday afternoon.
Oh, Friday afternoon. That would make it Friday evening my time. That won't work for me. Friday
Well,
afternoon won't
it'd
work.
be like we could do it at 3, but 3 your time, but that's still probably kind of late.
Yeah, that's kind of late for me.
I could do tomorrow or Thursday or even this afternoon if you want to, but
Oh, no, not this afternoon. My brain stopped.
yeah.
What about tomorrow afternoon? What does that look like for you?
It's wide open.
Okay. Well, let's see. We'll be done with our call with the girls at noon my time, so that's 10 your time. So if I had time to have lunch, what time works for you? Throw a time out.
I mean, we could go at like 10:30 if you wanted to. I'd just stop and eat when it was time.
Oh,
Whatever,
okay.
that's be 12:30 your time. Do you,
12:30 my time.
or later, then I could go ahead and get lunch, but I really don't have anything scheduled, so.
Okay. Well, why don't we go ahead and let's do that's 10:30 your time, 12:30 mine. And for how long did you and you just throw lunch in there when you needed it? How
I'll
long
just
do you
stop
want
and get
to, okay, how long do you want to work?
lunch. It doesn't ma I it doesn't matter because if I get tired, I'll do something
You just
else or
stop.
stop.
Okay. All
So.
right. Why don't we go to 12:30? Why don't we go to 3:30 my time? What's that? 12, 10:30, 11:30,
1
12:30.
30.
That's 1:30 your time. Does that work?
That works great.
And then we'll just come back and I'll send you
Celebrate.
a Zoom link, and then we'll just come back and meet again at the end. Awesome. Awesome. Thank you. Oh, we'll get
Oh,
so
thanks
much
for bringing
done.
it up.
We'll get so much done. Okay, well, let's go ahead and complete and
Okay.
get some rest, do
You
the
too.
wonderful things that you do for you. Okay?
All right. Thanks so
Okay, honey.
much.
Sending you lots of love.
Right back at you.
Okay.
See you
Bye-bye, honey.
tomorrow.
Okay.
Bye-bye.